What sort of tools would you have around the farm to carry heavy, to carry bricks around with or something like that? Did you have something with a wheel on?
Well, sometimes people got them wheelbarrows.
Yeah. When they were cutting wood, when you were cutting wood, did you have those kind of X-shaped frames that you might put a piece of wood in to hold it while you were sawing it? What'd you call that?
Right. You call that, we call it a horse.
Yeah.
You got a piece of wood, you nail it this way, you know, long enough.
Yeah.
Well, some people use three, but I always did use two.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your wood right between here,
mm-hmm.
pole.
Yeah.
And then you saw it with a cross cut or one man saw or a cross cut saw.
Yeah. Did you ever see the A-shaped ones, you know? There'd be two kind of A-shaped things.
Yes,
I've
seen them. I've seen them all.
They were what? They were...
Well, they about like that, but we didn't put no peg. We put a nail there.
I see.
To hold them.
Oh.
And that, well, I had one right there at Mick's store there. I just done away with it after I hooked that gas, you see. I had a little old saw, little one-man saw, made something like that. That saw right here, and here's a, right here is a piece of wire, I believe, yeah. Hooked from this post to this post, and they got another piece of wood there. It's good and strong.
Yeah.
I don't know what become of that thing. I give it to my brother. And I don't know what. We used to use all that. That's
yeah.
right. Everything. And but one thing we didn't use, unfortunately, that I know is coal. We never used no coal. Like they did in yarding. A long time ago, they used to use coal in yarding.
What would they carry it in?
In bucket.
Yeah.
You mean that charcoal in bucket?
Yeah.
That thing was good too.
They used coal. How big?
It was coal, and then they fell back to wood, and from wood to gas.
And then they had some kind of stove for the coal.
Oh, they had heater, and they had stove, a coal burner, you know.
And the smoke went out the what?
Went out the chimney.
But you had a what? You had a.
You had a pipe. Let me see. No, I ain't got no pipe. That old pipe there. It's a pipe. We call it a stove pipe. Black.
Yeah.
You fit them in one another. Until you get up. Now sometimes you gotta use the elbow to go through the wall, you know, to go outside.
Did you cut a hole in the house?
You gotta cut a hole in the house.
Call that the...
What you said, call that a hole, a stove hole, you know, and you nail a piece of tin. You gotta nail a piece of tin there to keep that pipe from burning that wood. You see, you got that thing about that wide, and you put your tin just to fit that stove pipe. Now, if there's any burn, you're going to burn that tin. You can't burn that tin because you ain't going to have fire that long, you see. But if you leave the stone on that wood, you burn your house. Oh, that's no joke. And then sometimes you make a brick chimney, you know, just a piece of chimney.
Yeah.
From what you say, from the way you piece of pipe at to up. And that just is good or better.
Mr. Henry, tell me about some of the games you played when you were a child. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the game we used to play, we learned that with them white boys. They had a game when they came from, what was that, at school somewhere, that old boy. They called one and over. You ever hear about that? And that's...
One and over.
One and over. Now, we four or five playing that game. We gonna jump, see who gonna jump the first. If you the first, I come after, the man jumped, you know, less than anybody else, he gotta get down. He gotta get down like that.
Yeah.
And we gonna get behind him. The leader get, he gonna jump. The leader, and all of us. Now, if you miss that, sometimes you miss him, kick him in his booty, you will. Hit him in the booty, he done forward, you gotta take his place. We played that I don't know how long. And every morning between mealtime, we had that man yard just as clean as that street there. No grass in that street. Either ball, one and over, or something else. Them people call that hookie or something with them stick there.
Hoopie tie?
Something, you know, where they got them stick. And they're there with them skate around there, and some of them they go to fighting going on with them stick. I don't know how you, what do you call that? Hooky or something.
Shinny? Did you ever hear that?
No. Like we play that with a can. How many times?
Hockey,
that's the thing. But you see, they play that with a ball, I believe.
Yeah.
But we play it with a can. You take another can, you don't have to mash it. When you get through with it, it's mashed. And sometimes we hit it so hard, it hit you. Cut a fella's head back there, boy, bled to. And the old people stop us. And then from there,